Hi, everyone. Welcome to Quilt Cabana Corner, the podcast for quilters. I'm Sandy Caldwell, and today we're going to be discussing the Flynn Multi-Frame System. This is a three-rail system developed by John Flynn, and I first started seeing it in magazines a few years ago and thought it would be nice to have because I quilt smaller projects. This frame system, it says that you can extend the rails that come with it to accommodate any size quilt, but I find that it's really perfect for someone like me who does more wall hanging sized things as opposed to big bed quilts. So this was perfect for me because I didn't want to have to invest money in a long arm machine or a short arm machine. I really just wanted a system that I could use with my current sewing machine. So for my birthday, my mother bought me the Flynn Multi-Frame System, and I've had about a month or so to play around with it, and I did a quilt on it, and I have to say, I really love it. So let me take you through why I do love it so much. The biggest advantage to this system is that you don't have to baste your quilt ahead of time. I really like that because pinning and basting, it drives me nuts. I think it's the worst part of making a quilt. So when I realized that I wouldn't have to do that if I used this, I was really excited to try it. And the reason why you don't have to baste is because the layers are held separately from each other and they're held really tight. You don't have any puckers in the back of your quilt, which a lot of times when I'm on my hands and knees trying to layer and baste that quilt, I definitely have some puckers and wrinkles. So this is a good way to eliminate it and get to the quilting more quickly, which is what I think we all enjoy the most. The second thing I love the best about this system is that you don't have to fold and scrunch your quilt to get it through the throat space on your sewing machine. I love this because what you do is you turn your sewing machine so that it's facing you going the long way, and you rest the rails of the frame on your sewing machine deck. So my throat space on the sewing machine that I currently have is about 5 inches. Not very much room for a large quilt to try to maneuver that through, especially because my quilts tend to have a lot of machine applique on them, and they're just fused on there, and they tend to lift up, and the more you fold it and scrunch it, the more the fusible appliques tend to come off. So this was really a great selling point for me. I'm realizing when I just said that you have the sewing machine turned towards you the long way, that's a little hard to envision. So I guess if you want to just picture your sewing machine in its normal position in front of you, if you took the right end of your sewing machine and you moved it counterclockwise to, say, the 12 o'clock position, then you can better imagine how I'm saying your sewing machine is positioned to work with this rail system. When I first investigated purchasing this item, when I went on the Flynn website, he has a wonderful video, by the way, of how this frame system works, and when you do receive the system, it also comes with a DVD step-by-step of how to load the quilt on it and how to do the free motion quilting, and it's a wonderful tutorial. It's really great. But a few years ago when he was selling this, a lot of the pieces that went with it you had to provide on your own. You had to take a trip to the hardware store. Well, to me, that's the scariest thing in the world because I'd much rather be in a fabric store than a hardware store any day. So I didn't really like that idea. More recently, when I went to investigate a little bit and watch the video on his website, he's changed it and he now provides everything that you need. So you don't have to make any trips to the hardware store unless you want to load a quilt that's, say, bigger than maybe 45 inches wide, because then I think you would have to purchase I guess it's called metal conduit. You would have to purchase that to make a larger frame. So when my package arrived on the front steps, I was really excited to try it out. It was a long box with a lot of parts inside, but I took the DVD and stuck it in my computer right away. I went step by step with John Flynn on how to set it up. I paused the DVD when I needed to, took my time doing it, and I think it took me about an hour and a half to get ready to actually quilt something. But that includes all the time it took me to bring my sewing machine downstairs to my dining room table and gather all my supplies. So I don't think that in the future it would take me anywhere near that to get a quilt loaded onto the system. I got my batting and backing and top layer of practice fabric all set to go on the frame. and I threaded my sewing machine, and I put my pedal to the metal and started free motion quilting. And I was overjoyed to see how easy it was. I think there's a 10-inch space that you can quilt within. He calls it a reach. And as you quilt from left to right, you can then quilt right to left afterwards, or you can stop and cut the threads and then move the frame over and go left to right again. It really depends on how you like to do your free motion quilting. If you are a left to right person, then cut the threads and move it over. When I was practicing, I didn't do that. I just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. When I was doing my quilt for real, I did left to right, cut the threads, move it over. It wasn't a big deal to do that. The only thing I found a little bit hard was because of the position of the sewing machine being turned, I had to thread my sewing machine from the side. And it could have just been how far away the sewing machine was from the edge of the table, but I did find it a little bit of a pain to have to always thread my sewing machine sideways. Now, I should mention that 10 inches of quilting space also depends on the throat space of your sewing machine. I did not get to use the full 10 inches as I was quilting because the back of the frame would hit the end of my throat space after about 5 inches. Now, of course, I remedied that by buying a new sewing machine that has a 10-inch throat space. You do not have to do that. If your machine has, 6 to 8 inches of throat space, that's probably great. My machine just has a particularly small amount of throat space. It makes it a little bit difficult. So I am anticipating the arrival of my new sewing machine, and I can't wait to do more quilting on my Flynn system with that much more space available to me. I was easily able to glide the quilt in the frame from left to right and right to left, due in part to some PVC pipes that John provides with the system. The PVC provides some balance and support for it, especially if you don't have a sewing machine deck. I know not everybody does. The PVC slides back and forth. It was very easy to glide it around to do the designs that I wanted to do. I was particularly pleased that on John's DVD, he does show you how to do some free motion design. So if you've never experienced free motion quilting before and you're afraid of it, or you think you don't want to ruin your quilt now that most of it's all pieced together with lousy free motion quilting, which is how I felt, this is a great way to practice it on a small frame. The other way I did some practice pieces without having to load all 3 layers onto this frame was I just used a spray basting, and I basted some sandwiches together, and they weren't large. They were, maybe 12 inches by 12 inches, just enough for me to practice and get the hang of a new design on. So I did do that, and I safety pinned it to the frame system instead of basting it on, because when you load the quilt on, you're supposed to baste it to some muslin leaders that he provides. But I found that safety pinning it on worked just as well, and I didn't have to spend any time basting, because if anyone is like me out there, I really hate to hand sew, baste, do anything with hand sewing. So I was very happy to safety pin it on, and that worked quite well. Once you finish quilting an area of the quilt, what you do is you just loosen some knobs on the sides of the frame, and you just roll it forward, and the quilt advances to the next reach that you will then quilt on. I found this to be super easy, and it was also very easy to take the quilt off of the frame. And the one that I did on it was a small, not the practice ones, but the real quilt that I did on it had some small leaves that I had done in the background, and it came out really great. So I am a fan of it. I'm glad that I bought it. I'm glad that I received it as a gift. And the frame is $130, and it comes with the following items. It comes with the 3 48-inch tubes. It comes with the PVC pipes. It comes with muslin leader strips. Comes with some grosgrain ribbon that you use to hold the tension. It comes with the instructional DVD and all the hardware and fittings. So I think it's well worth it for someone like me who would like to free motion quilt. I don't really want to have to scrunch my quilts up and try to, you know, angle them through the machine to get my design. That's not fun to me. That's not what I enjoy. So this is really going to make it easy for me. And I hope that you will go onto his website, which is www.flynnquilt.com. Flynn has two N's in it. I'd also like to mention that I do not and have not received endorsements for any of the products that I have reviewed here on this podcast. I just pick products that I own or have recently bought and think that you all would find interesting to hear about. So that concludes episode 3. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, I'm Sandy Caldwell. You can contact me at sosandy8@yahoo.com. So Sandy is SEWSANDI and then the number 8@yahoo.com. You can also check out my Etsy store, which is www.quiltcabanapatterns.etsy.com. Please also visit my blog, which is www.quiltcabanapatterns.blogspot.com. So until the next time, happy quilting, everyone!